Today is January 16, 2019, and we are doing lesson number 514 called Lengthening on the Stomach. So as I mentioned before, it will involve your arms, and which means your shoulder blades, which means your upper back and spine. So as you're lying there, take a moment to notice that whole area I just described. And often what I've had you do is put dots where your shoulder blades are so that you can identify and locate those shoulder blades. And then I have you put two more dots down where your buttocks cheeks are. And then you connect the dots or the points to make a rectangle. And in the center of your rectangle is your spine. And this is where we can acquire length, is in our spine, right? Our spine houses everything, all of our nerves to transmit information to our limbs. So our first approach to a lesson here, these first few minutes, is to start to become aware of yourself and to draw attention to yourself. And I give you, let's say, cues of places to become aware of, such as these four points and how your spine is resting in the center. And then from there, gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to notice and feel the quality in which you roll your head to each side and how that feels today. And then when you bring your head back to the center, once again, bring some more attention, very specific attention, to your shoulder blades. And really noticing the shape, the size of each shoulder blade. It might catch you off guard that one shoulder blade actually feels larger than the other. And just notice that. And then noticing how much of the shoulder blade is actually resting on the floor. Or is one shoulder blade, let's say, angled so it's resting only partially, like on the side of the blade? And then we'll come back to noticing these shoulder blades at the end of the lesson. And now, starting with your right arm, let's bring your right arm up to the ceiling, and then you're going to make your palm flat. So think of that as if you were going to push your palm into the ceiling, and your fingers are directed more towards the head, right? There you go. So if you were going to do a push-up on the ceiling, right, you've got one hand in place. So now you're going to think about pushing this right palm upwards, again, as if you were going to push into the ceiling, and this right shoulder blade comes away from the floor, and then you return, right? So there's no bending in your elbow, and you're just thinking of pushing into the ceiling, feeling how the shoulder blade lifts, and then how it comes back and touches the floor. And hopefully, each time that it touches the floor, it sinks a little bit more. Wait. Okay, slow. Come back. These poor hands. There we go. There. That's it. Great, let that go. And let's bring your left hand up. Hey, Bonnie, here. Again, making your palm flat towards the ceiling, and then thinking of pushing the palm up into the ceiling so that the left shoulder blade comes away from the floor. And again, what you're paying attention to is how do you do this movement on the left side, right? What feels similar? What feels different? There's always those two aspects going on. There's always something similar, and there's always something different. Can this shoulder blade come down and make more contact with the floor? Is it easier to have this palm flat towards the ceiling? That's it. Okay, and bring that hand down to rest. Okay, so now let's bring both hands up. And with both hands up, we're going to alternate. So we're going to do one hand at a time, right? So first think of pushing the right hand up into the ceiling. Feel that right shoulder blade come away from the floor and how that rotates your trunk, right, so that there's more weight on the left side. And then as you retract that right shoulder blade back, you come through the center, and then you start to push the left hand up, which starts to roll your trunk to the right. And the right shoulder blade gets to load on the floor more. So you're, in a way, kind of rolling through your upper back, rotating your spine, and getting some clarity about the relationship of each arm and shoulder blade relative to your spine and your whole self. Can you, Chris, do this with your legs long, or is it killing you?
I don't usually lay with my legs long for any length of time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I may
okay. So if not, then bring them all the way to standing.
Okay.
Don't hover. That's way too much work. So if you need to, just do it like this.
Okay.
And now bring your arms up, because that, see how that's more restful? Okay, so continue. And see if you can focus as much on the push as the retracting. So really thinking about the shoulder blade coming down and pressing in the floor, right? It's really easy for us to lift away from the floor, but it's the coming back. And hopefully, as you continue a little bit longer, these shoulder blades start to feel flatter. Right? Nice. Okay, let's rest that. Let it go. And with your arms down by your side, resting, and if possible, legs long. If not, that's okay. How do you sense the shoulder blades now? So my image, because you know I like images, I think either of an elephant's ear or the continent of Africa. That's the shape of your shoulder blades. So now, after those few movements we just did, How much of each shoulder blade do you sense now? Do you have a greater image and sense of each shoulder blade? Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to roll onto your stomach. I did change the lesson because it starts on your stomach, and I thought, no, I want you to have this awareness before you go on your stomach. So now that you're on your stomach, you're going to have your arms long up above you. There you go. Okay? And we're going to start with the right arm. And you're going to start to do a movement of lifting just the right arm away from the floor, thinking of the shoulder blade, right? So as you lift the right arm, the right shoulder blade slides along your back, a little bit towards your spine, and your forehead is on the floor. So arms are long. We will come to the push-up position, which will mimic what you just did on your back, but right now, your arms are long. Your legs are long. That's it. Now pause with the right arm and do the same motion with the left. So it's a little lift, and there's also a little bit of reaching. So really it's like 2-3 inches from the floor, right? So never are we doing big, difficult movements. Just lift and lower. That's it. And pause for a moment. And keeping your arms like this, we're going to turn your head so your right ear is resting on the mat on the floor. So your face is to the left. And you're going to think of your right leg. So very similarly to what we just did with your arms, you're going to begin to lift your right leg from the hip joint, right? So your knee stays straight. So again, it's just 2 to 3, maybe 4 inches. You lift the right leg and lower it, and you feel the movement in the hip joint. So in fact, your femur moves forward on the floor as your heel lifts up. Excellent. Pause with your right leg, and let's shift over to your left leg. And again, think of the movement occurring inside your hip joint. So the head of the femur comes forward towards the floor as your left
head still in that way.
Yes, as your left heel lifts up. So you don't change your head yet. But that was a great question. Excellent. Pause for a moment. And now we're going to combine your left hand with your right leg. And this is why we're going to keep your face turned to the left. So you're going to lift at the same time now your left arm and right leg. And again, thinking both in your right hip joint as well as your left shoulder joint, right? The hip and the armpit sink towards the floor as your left hand and right foot lift up to the ceiling. And then notice your breath and breathing. So usually this is easiest as you exhale, and then when you pause, you inhale. The one thing you want to avoid is holding your breath. Excellent. Pause for a moment. Now we're going to turn your head to the other side. So your left ear is down, your face is to the right, and you're going to lift your right arm and your left leg. So you're feeling the length and extension through your back. You feel how the left hip and the right armpit come closer to the floor. Excellent. Nice, Chris. So very gently, that's it, and easily through your back. Beautiful. Let that go and roll over onto your back and rest. So first just feel how your upper back is feeling, the lower back. Bring both arms once again up to the ceiling so your palms are flat as if you're going to push the ceiling. So we're going to come back to this movement every time we come back onto your back. And you're going to start first with the right hand, pushing the right hand into the ceiling, letting the right shoulder blade lift, then retracting it, rolling through your back, and then pushing the left hand and letting the left shoulder blade. And then that retracts back. So just very gently going back and forth, noticing how each time that we come back to this, it becomes easier, lighter. Each shoulder blade is able to retract and really come back and connect to the floor, right? So it gets firmer, more solid, right? So we're looking for the ease and fluidity of the movement and the nice feeling of each shoulder blade being able to really press into the floor. And of course, your breathing. Excellent. And let's let that go and rest. Okay, so you're going to roll back over onto your stomach. You're going to place your, you're going to bring your right hand and only your right hand into a push-up position. The left arm is long. There you go. And you're going to turn your head so your left ear is down. There you go. Okay, and now with your left foot, you're going to tuck the toes under as if it was a runner's position. Beautiful. So again, your left ear down, your face to the right. And now you're going to push this right hand into the floor, so your right elbow is up. Okay, just like what we did in a way on your back. So if you push the right hand into the floor, the right shoulder blade moves back towards your spine and you start to slightly rotate, right? So you push your hand into the floor, rotate the shoulder blade back, your chest back, and then you let it go and the shoulder blade drops forward. That's it, Dana. So the shoulder blade moves back towards your spine and you start to rotate. That's it. And now change your feet. Tuck the right toes under. Let the left foot relax. This might feel a little easier. Push the hand, move the shoulder blade back. And notice your breath and your breathing. And what's real important is to allow that shoulder blade to drop down and forward when you let it go. Right? So you have to let it come back to being forward to take it back again. And you really start to feel the head of the right shoulder dropping forward. That's it. Back and then forward. Really let it come forward. The elbow stays up the whole time. So see if you can let the head of the humerus sink forward and touch the floor. That's it. And then push the hand and move it back. So in all these movements today, they're quite simple, right? There's the going, let's say, forward and back. But you always have to return to be able to continue, right? You got to do both directions. Beautiful. This is new for some of you, taking that shoulder blade forward and taking the head of the humerus forward. And again, see if it can touch the floor. It might make your face press a little bit more into the floor. Excellent. Let's let that go and roll onto your back and rest. And just feel if something's different about the right shoulder blade now. Right? What happened? What happened with the front side of the right shoulder blade? Right? Just get a sense how things are very different there. Just from that movement. Something happened inside there. Okay, let's go back onto your stomach. You're going to bring the left hand into the push-up position, the right hand long, your face turned to the left. That means the right ear on the floor. Start with the right toes tucked under. Push the left hand into the floor to move the shoulder blade back and to start to rotate your spine. And then allow that shoulder blade to come back down and forward, starting to feel the front of the head of the humerus comes towards the floor. So the return is as important, if not more important.
Getting a crank in my left foot.
So if you need to tuck those toes, you can't. There you go. So slow, and then change the toes. Right, so it's the head of that humerus coming forward. I remember the first time I felt this movement, to me it was so, so cool. It's like, wow, there really is a ball in the socket there. Easy, easy, gentle, come down, down, gentle. That's better. Gentle. And then gentle. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, and let that go, and let's roll over onto your back again. Pause and rest. Okay, let's go back over to your stomach again. And now let's bring both arms to the push-up position. So both hands are in the push-up, elbows up. And really take a moment to find the right kind of position and placement. That's it. There you go. Not too wide with your hands, not too far in, right? So sometimes it takes a moment to find this. Okay, so we're going to start with the right hand. So that means turn your face to the right. So you're going to push your right hand into the floor. Take the right shoulder blade back. Roll a little heavier onto the back of the left side of the head. And then as that comes back, you're going to turn your face to the left. So the right ear is down, and then you get to push the left hand and the left shoulder blade. So it takes a few times to coordinate. That's it. Is this sore? Yes. Oh. There. Gentle. Just soften. And then just think soft. That's much better. Soft, soft, soft. So you're just kind of rocking and rolling, right? Pushing from one hand to the other. Rolling along your front side. Feeling these shoulder blades moving back towards your spine, right? Creating rotation in your spine. Excellent. And let's roll over onto your back again and rest. Okay, so let's come back to both hands being up to the ceiling. Palms flat. You'll start with your right hand, thinking of pushing the right hand into the ceiling. Right shoulder blade lifts. You roll and bring the weight onto the left shoulder blade. Then you retract the right one back. And then you start to push the left. And at this point, both your head and spine, right, are rolling. Your head is starting to roll, right? A lot of movement. It feels really nice. Rolling through your back. It's almost like giving yourself a massage, right? So really now engage the rolling motion through your back so that you feel, right, that the lifting of one shoulder blade as the other retracts, there's a relationship, right? Nice, that they're not separate. Right, so there's this timing that as one shoulder blade comes down, the other starts lifting. It's not like, okay, one comes all the way down, there's a pause, and now we lift, right? So you feel that's what creates the rocking, rolling movement, right? There's this timing. Beautiful. And then what about your pelvis? Right? Can you feel how your pelvis is now involved? Right? So as you push with the right hand, the right side of the pelvis wants to come up a little bit. Push with the left hand, the left side. Right? So the entire spine is rotating. Beautiful. Okay, rest. Okay, you're going to roll back over to your stomach. You're going to place your right ear on the floor so your face is to the left. Your arms are going to start long. And we're going to work with the left arm. So now what you're going to do is with the left arm, you're going to start to pull the left arm down towards the top of your, well, yeah, we can do it that way. Pull your left arm down along by your face, down by your ribs, and start to take your left hand under your waist. And then bring the arm back up. So your arm starts up. You're going to bring it down your left side to your waist. Then it comes under your stomach. Try to keep the palm down the whole time. So then fingers go in under your tummy, slide all the way up under your chest, coming out your throat, out your top of your head. So you don't bring the hand out till it comes out the top of your head. And then you bring it back straight and over to the left. So you're starting to make a circle. Do you have water out here?
No.
Oh.
I mean the water.
Oh. Okay.
My spine, I'm centrally sensitized, so I feel everything in my spine. So it's I'm not sure if this is good or bad for me, so it's hard to...
Oh, I think it's very good. Just go slow.
Okay.
Do you...
I just have some kind of extra sensation.
Yeah, so just go real slow. Real, real slow. That's the beautiful thing of this, is it's gentle. No, you're fine.
No, I want to see.
So feel how you're moving this left arm in a circle underneath you. See if you can slide that left arm so much underneath you that the fingertips are sticking out on the right side. Some of you are real shy about getting that left arm underneath you, right? So you really stick, the fingers are gonna slide, that's it. And let your legs be spread apart. Some of you are tight in your hips. Clenching your buttocks, cheeks to move your left arm. I'm not sure why. That's it. Now, can you change the direction? So you make the circle in the other way. Take it under your head, under your chest, down to your belly button before you bring it out. Remember, your palm is making contact with the floor the whole time, not the back of the hand. Right, so what do you need to do? This is one of those movements where you have permission to wiggle and move the rest of you. so that you can make this circle with your left arm underneath you. So whatever else needs to adjust and move, let it happen. Being stiff and rigid, not super useful. And one more time, change the direction. Beautiful. Okay. And roll onto your back and rest. It's a winter wonderland outside. Everybody wanted snow. We got snow. Notice your breath and your breathing. So, how much is too much to do, right? So that's another, that's a tricky question, right? Because it's so independent per person. So here's the general parameters. That's a good word. The way to know if you're doing too much, one of the first ways we've talked about many times in here, is you stop breathing. You're holding your breath. So that's why you continuously check in with your breath and breathing to make sure it's just occurring. There's no holding your breath. What's the second thing? Tension. So any form of tension, holding, whether it's in your glute muscles, it might be in your toes, it might be you clenching your jaw. So any of those kinds of tensions means it's too much for you, right? So, and I've said before, sometimes you reduce the movement to the level that you're imagining the movement. Hallucinate. So sometimes that's the place we have to start at. So when I started this work, that was the place that I had to start at. It was too much. I couldn't even engage certain parts of me to get moving. So I just imagined them. That's where my creativity came into play. And I created a lot of imagination to develop sensation, to develop the movement of myself with ease. So it's a really good question. What is too much? And whenever we do too much, it then keeps us in the cycle that we're in. So to get out of that cycle, we must pay attention to do less, to be at ease, to find a new place for ourselves. So every lesson, whether you do them at home, online, or you come to the classes, those are the things that should be going through your head as you're doing the lesson. Am I holding my breath? Do I have tension? Am I clenching my jaw? How can I find ease? Okay, so now let's go back onto your tummy and play with the right side. So your left ear is down. You start, both arms are long, left ear down, and you're gonna start with this right hand, pulling it down towards your side, sliding the right hand under your waist. So the fingers are sticking out the left side, coming up your chest, up under your throat, out the top of your head, and you're making a circle. And again, you're looking for how to find ease. So You can allow the rest of yourself to wiggle and to roll. I think the only thing I'm going to suggest is not to lift your lower feet. You can roll yourself, but not to lift the lower legs up. Right? So no matter what the movement is, what the lesson is, frankly, what we're doing in life, it's finding a level of ease and comfort with ourselves. And all of us have developed some very bad habits of tension. Whether it's tension from emotional uncomfortableness, accidents, injuries, or it can also be from a profession, being athletic in a profession, and having chronic tense muscles to deliver, right? Now, can you change the direction of the circle? And then again, how can you make it softer, more fluid, a little easier? Right? So it takes noticing when along the circle is there some strain, some tension, and softening it. You start to become like a wiggle worm, right? You're more like a worm who doesn't have bones, rolling on the floor, making space for this right arm. And then change the direction again. Beautiful. Okay. And let's roll onto your back and rest. And then taking a moment to observe those shoulder blades, and one more time bringing your arms to the ceiling, palms are flat, starting with the right one and thinking of it pushing into the floor or floor of the ceiling. So that right shoulder blade lifts, the left one retracts, and then you start to retract the right one, pushing the left one. Again, feeling now the ease, the quality of transition from one shoulder blade to another, right? How nice and smooth and fluid the movements become. How nice it feels to have the entire shoulder blade make contact with the floor and roll across it, rolling to meet the spine to go to the other shoulder blade, allowing your head to be loose and free, and that it just responds to what you're doing. There's no rules about your head. There's no rules about your pelvis. Noticing the ease of your breath and your breathing. That's it. Now, just a little longer. Just see if you can go faster, quicker. So less thought, and just push, push, push. How fast can you go? Push, 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 like if you were riding a bike, right? Push, 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 push. Push, push, less thinking. Less thinking. Push faster. That's it. It's like drumming now. Push, push, push. There you go. Da, 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 da. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Don't even think about it. You've become like an instrument or a machine. Beautiful. Okay, let it all go and rest. And now just in resting, notice how much more sensation you have in those shoulder blades and in that upper back area with your spine, right? How alive it feels up there. You didn't know those shoulder blades were so big, did you? Right? Sometimes it feels like they're just a little pinpoint and that we're resting on a ridge and now they're an entire continent up there. So really take in how that feels and then how your spine feels down to your pelvis, your legs. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality and the ease of rolling your head now to each side. And then lastly, becoming aware of the ease with your breath and your breathing. So whenever again you do a lesson, let's say online or come to class, always what we're looking for, working with, is one's awareness and finding this place of ease. And again, I gave you thoughts and ways that we can notice ourselves and become aware of things not in a place of ease. And discovering how to become more into the place of ease. Okay, so taking your time, you're now gonna roll to your side. You're gonna come to first sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.